We begin the current daf Masechet Yuma daf Mem. We begin on the bottom of Lamed Tes Mem Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Where the Gemara continues the discussion, which was mentioned in the bottom of Amud Beis and Lamed Tes, the lines right before this, which had a machlekes between Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yochanan. And that was regarding the chiv of Hagrola that we spoke about in the Mishnah, that the obligation for the Kohen Gadol to do a lottery from the two Seirim, the two Higos that they were, which one's going to do Lashem, which was going to do the blood services inside the Beis HaMikdash, and which one's going to be Lazelzel, is going to be thrown off the cliff of that mountain. Now, in that we had a machlekes, Rabbi Yannai said, and that is everybody, Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yochanan agreed, that the Hanacha, there's two components of the lottery. One is that the actual lots are taken out of the box, and one says Lashem, and one says Lazazel. The other component is that once it's picked up, then it has to be placed on that Sa'ir, the one that's on the right side, that if it says Lashem, goes on that animal, and the one on the other side goes and you put the actual lot on that animal. So everyone agrees that the second component is not Me'akiv, and that is, if it's not done, the Avodah will still be valid. However, there was a machlekes regarding the first component, about actually doing the lottery. And for example, let's say we just say this one's Lashem, this one's Lazazel without doing the lottery. Rabbi Yannai said it's Me'akiv, the Avodah will not be valid, you have to do it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even that component is not going to be Me'akiv. Now, on that, the Gemara said two different versions about which Tanoic opinion they were arguing in. And that is, there's a machlekes later on of Samach Amar Aleph between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Nechemya regarding which avodahs in the Big Day Lovin, in the white linen garments that were used in some phases of the avodah on the Kohen Gadol Kippurim, that it says in that parasha Chukah, which always connotes that it's mi'akav, it has to be done exactly as it says. Rabbi Huda says that only refers to what's lefnai v'lefnim, what's done in the kachi kachim with the white linen garments. But even what's done with the white linen garments in the heichel or in the azara is not mi'akiv. Whereas Rav Nechemya said that no, any avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippurim that's done by the Kohen Gadol wearing the white linen garments is mi'akiv. Now on that, so therefore there were two different versions in the Gemara about who the machlokes was in. That is, the first version said that according to Behuda, who says that anything out of the kachi kachim, which is where the lottery was, as we had said in the previous Mishnah, the lottery was in the azara in the eastern part of the courtyard. So according to Behuda, that even Rabbi Yannai would agree that even the lottery itself is not going to be ma'akiv, not only the placement of the lots, because since it's being done not in the kachi kachim, so even if he's wearing the white linen garments, it's not going to be ma'akiv. Their whole machlokes was in the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya. That is, Rabbi Nechemya says generally white linen garments is mi'akiv, and therefore this is being done in the azara, so Rabbi Yannai held it's going to be mi'akiv. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that even the lottery itself will not be mi'akiv, says in explanation of going according to the opinion of Nechemya, that's only avoida, a service that's being done with the white linen garments anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash, even the azara, is mi'akiv. The lottery is not an avoida, and therefore even Rabbi Nechemya would agree that it's not mi'akiv. That was the version number one. Version number two in the Gemara is the other way around. That everyone agrees, according to Rabbi Nechemya, that it is going to be ma'akiv, because it's in the azar, and it's with the white linen garments. So even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, although he says in the machlekes with Rabbi Yannai that it's not ma'akiv, that wasn't going to Rabbi Nechemya, because according to Rabbi Nechemya, of course it's going to be ma'akiv. Their whole machlekes was in the opinion of Rabbi Huda, and that is, although generally Rabbi Huda says that it's not ma'akiv if it's outside of the holiest of holies, outside of kachi kachim, and yet still Rabbi Yannai says ma'akiv, so Rabbi Yochanan is clearly like Rabbi Huda, because it's not in the lefnai v'lefnim, and therefore, although you're wearing the white linen garments, the lottery itself is not going to be ma'akiv. However, Rabbi Yannai said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this is in the second version, it is going to be ma'akiv, because although you're right, based on the principle of the white linen garments, that itself would not be ma'akiv, because it's only in the courtyard, not inside the holiest of holies, in the kachi kachim. However, based on a different principle, by the fact that it says Asha'Allah, which is a reference to taking out, drawing the lottery, it says it twice, which is a halachic principle regarding kachim, that shana lo v'kasav li'akiv, that it's being repeated to tell you that it is mi'akiv, that it will withhold the validity if it's not done. And therefore, based on that principle, Rabbi Huda would agree that in this case, the lottery itself will be ma'akiv. So that's where our Gemara begins now, where the Gemara is going to ask many different questions. The majority of them will be on the second version, the Ikka d'Amri, on the opinion of Rabbi Yannai. Again, which Rabbi Yannai says in the second version that according to everybody, the drawing of the lottery is going to be ma'akiv. Rav Nechemya, because everyone agrees in that version that it's going to be ma'akiv, because Rav Nechemya says that any avodah that's being done with the white linen garments, no matter where in the temple compound, is going to be ma'akiv. Rabbi Huda, who generally does not hold that it's ma'akiv, if it's not being done in the lefnai v'lefnim. But in this case, Rabbi Yannai says that Rabbi Huda would agree that it is going to be ma'akiv, again, based on the principle, because it was repeated. So that's where Gemara begins. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks on that opinion of Rabbi Yannai. Now, it says in the Braisa, mitzvah lahagril, there's a positive commandment to draw the lottery, again, for the two Seirim, which one is which. Vim lehigrol kasha. However, the Braisa tells us, if one does not do the lottery, then it's going to be valid. So that the Gemara asks, bish lemalahach lishna. It's not a question. It's very well understood, according to the first version of the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Yochanan, the Amrit that you said, Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, kulam aloi pligidu lema'akva. That we said according to the first version, everyone agrees, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not going to be ma'akiv, because it's not inside Lefanai v'Lefanim. Their whole machlikis was regarding the opinion of Reb Nechemya, and that is Reb Yannai makes sense like Reb Nechemya, because it's still with the Big Day Lavin. Reb Yehuda says not, because it's not an Avodah. So Haman, so then you could say, who's the town of this price? It's Reb Yehuda, according to everybody, and it won't be a question to anyone, because Reb Yehuda holds it's not ma'akiv, even according to Reb Yannai. However, the Gemara continues on top of Memam and Aleph, but according to the second version, in which you said that according to Rabbi Yehuda Pligi, they are arguing even Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So Bishlim Lamandama, so according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says Loi Ma'akva, that it's not going to be Ma'akiv, even the actual drawing of the lottery. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. So who is that? That's Rabbi Yehuda, because as Rabbi Yochanan explains in the second version, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's not going to be Ma'akiv, because it's only what's Lefnai V'Lefnim, and this is out in the courtyard, so it's not going to be Ma'akiv. But according to Rabbi Yannai, who said that it's going to be ma'akiv according to everybody, not only according to Rabbi Nechemi, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Hamani, who's going to be the town of this brisa? So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, and most definitely not Rabbi Nechemi, because according to Rabbi Nechemi, everyone agrees it's going to be ma'akiv because it's with the Big Day Lavin. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said it's going to be ma'akiv because the pasuk repeats it. And therefore, the repetition is to say that it is Me'akiv. Yet here we have clearly a Tana that says it's not going to be Me'akiv, but according to Rabbi Yannai in the second version, everybody holds it's going to be Me'akiv. So that the Gemara answers, Tanei, you should read the wording of the Braisa when it says Mitzvah Lahagril, it means Mitzvah Lahanich. That there's a positive commandment to go ahead and do the placement, which is the second component of the lottery, which that would be the continuation of the Braisa that says Ve'im lo higrol kasher. What does it mean, Ve'im lo higrol? If one didn't do the placement, then it's kasher. And therefore, that's not a difficulty anymore, because according to everybody, everyone agrees that the actual placement of the lots, once the drawing was done, is not mi'akiv, because the pasuk does not repeat that component of the placement. It only says it one time. It says V'nasan Aaron. But regarding the drawing of the lots, that's what Rabbi Yannai said, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be ma'akiv, because the pasuk says a redundancy. It says, V'hikra v'aran es asar asher Allah, olav, etc. And then it says, V'asari asher Allah. And as the Gemara has said previously in the explanation of Rabbi Yannai, that the pasuk repeats it to tell you that it's mi'akiv, and therefore this brisa is not a question, because yes, everyone agrees, like this brisa says, that it's not going to be mi'akiv, because it's talking about the placement of the lots, not the actual drawing of the lots. So the Gemara continues asking, again, on the opinion of Rabbi Yannai, according to the second version of the Gemara on the previous daf. So Tashma, come in here, we learn in the Braisa, that says, Mitzvah lahagrul ulezvadis. There's a positive commandment to do the lottery, again, to choose which one of these Seirim are going to go la'ashem, which one's going to go la'azazel. Now, and then on the one that was chosen to be the Seori HaMashtaleach, that was thrown off the cliff, then there's a positive commandment for the Kohen Gadol to recite Vidui, confession, as the Pasuk says, Vizvado, love, regarding the Seori that's going to be thrown over the cliff, he confesses on. However, the Braisa tells us, Lohigrul v'lohizvada, if he didn't do the lottery, and he didn't do the confession on the Seori HaMashtaleach, Kasha is still going to be valid. Now, and that the Gemara says, V'chite mahochinami laniach, so the question is clear. Because there is a Tanoic opinion that's being quoted over here that says that the Hagrola, the drawing of the lots, is not going to be Ma'akiv. And again, according to Rabbi Yannai in the second version, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, they both agree that it is going to be Ma'akiv. So who is this like when it says it's not going to be Ma'akiv? So then the Gemara says, well, Bechitem Ha'chanami Lanich, and if you're going to answer like you answered on the previous Braisa to resolve the opinion of Rabbi Yannai, that it doesn't mean that if you didn't do the actual drawing, it's kasher. What does lehigul mean? It means you didn't do the placement, which is the second component of the lottery. You didn't take the lot which was drawn, which you have to, and you didn't put it on the animal. And that you're saying that it's kasher, because that even Rabbi Yannai agrees to, that that's not me'akiv. But Amos Seifa, look at the end of that braisa, where there's an opinion that argues on this opinion. Reb Shimon says, lehigul kasher. He says that if you did not do the lottery, then it's kasher. But lehizvad apostel. But if you didn't do the vidui, not like the Tanakama, then it's going to be invalid. Now, the Gemara concludes the question. Now, my lehigrol, what does it mean that Reb Shimon is saying that if you didn't do the goyrol, the lottery, then it's going to be valid? Now, ilem lehiniach, if you're going to say, as we're proposing now, by way of explanation to answer and resolve Reb Yannai's opinion, it means just that if it wasn't placed. Now, on that, it sounds like Reb Shimon is saying, oh, then it's going to be kasher. But if one didn't do the actual drawing of the lots, then it would sound like, as the Gemara says, Mechlal de Reb Shimon Sava, Hagrela Me'akva. That would sound like that what are you saying is not Me'akiv, that if you didn't do it, it's going to be kosher. You're trying to say an explanation of the term that they're arguing about in the Braisa of Hagrela, that it means the Hanocha, the placement, the second component. But that sounds like, but the first component would be Me'akiv. But that's difficult. How can you say that? But Vatanya learned the Braisa that says, Meis Echman. If one of the two Se'irim died after the lottery had took place. Now, where you can't go ahead and do another lottery again, the only way to be able to do another lottery was if you would bring two new animals, which would then mean that the one that's still alive would have to go out and create a loss. It would have to be, wouldn't be able to be used for that void, as the Gemara says later on, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. So therefore, we don't do that. We don't want to create a loss of one of the Se'irim. So rather, maybe Chaver, they bring another counterpart for the one that's still alive, which means you just go to the marketplace and you replace the one that passed away, that had died, and then this one, the new one, takes the place of the one that died. Shaloi b'hagrala, without doing a new lottery, div Reb Shimon, that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. Now, what we see clearly is that Reb Shimon holds not only is what he, when he uses the term in the Braisa, that loi higrala is kosher, which we wanted to say that what is Hagrala of that the term that they're talking about is talking about Hanocha, that only the placement is Reb Shimon saying that that's not Me'akiv, but however that would sound like the actual drawing is Me'akiv, but we can't say that because clearly we have another Braisa that Reb Shimon says explicitly that even if one didn't do the drawing, it's going to be Kasher, as he says, when one of them died, okay, do it without the lottery. So he says it's not Me'akiv. And hence, that must be, we can clearly say, when Reb Shimon is saying Lohigrul is kosher, it's saying that even if you didn't do the lottery, it's kosher. That means the first opinion mentioned in that Braisa is also talking about the actual lottery. And therefore, the question becomes, who is the Tana of this Braisa going like? According to Rabbi Yannai, if both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, they both agree that the actual drawing of the lots is Me'akiv. And yet here we have a Tana clearly that's saying that even if you didn't do the drawing, as we have to say that's what the term Hagrela means by default because of what Reb Shimon's arguing on that opinion. And he also, when he says Lohigrul, must be talking about that you didn't do the drawing and yet it's not Me'akiv. So who's that opinion like according to Rabbi Yannai? Now the Gemara answers, no. We could still try to resolve it the way we said it before. However, Reb Shimon lo yada my kam rabban. Reb Shimon didn't know what the rabbanon, who was the first opinion quoted in the Braisa that he's arguing on, he didn't know what they're talking about. As follows. Truthfully, when the Tanna Kamma said loy higrel, quote, higrel, he didn't do the lottery, it's going to be kosher, what he meant is as we had resolved the first Braisa. It means if you don't do the placement of the lots, then it's going to be kosher. However, if you didn't do the actual drawing, then it would be ma'akiv, as Reb Yannai holds, like both the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. But then the question was, but wait a second, how can you say that? That comes out that when Rabbi Shimon argues and he says, Lo Higrul is kosher, he's just that he's arguing another component of Vidur, but he also says Lo Higrul is kosher. Now, if you're going to say that Lo Higrul means to say, but he just didn't do the second component of the placement of the lots, but that sounds like that if you didn't do the actual drawing of the lots, that's going to be possible according to Rabbi Shimon, but that's not true. We just brought another Braisa that says clearly that Rabbi Shimon holds that even if you didn't do the drawing of the lots, it's going to be kosher, as when one of them dies. So that's what the Gemara is answering right now, that it's not a difficulty. Because you're right. When Reb Shimon himself, who he's arguing, they're using the same term, he argues and he says, Lahigul is kosher, he means when you actually did not do the lottery itself. You didn't even do the aliyah, you didn't draw the lots in the first place. Now, however, he didn't know when the Tanna Kamma said Lahigul that they meant to say the hanacha, the placement. And therefore, as the Gemara says, V'hachi kamalhu. This is what Reb Shimon was telling the Rabban. He didn't know what did they mean that Lo Higrul is kosher and that even if he didn't do the vidui on the Sarmash Talech, either that it's kosher. And he said as follows. E Higrul, in other words, if when you were saying that Lo Higrul is kosher, if you don't do the drawing of the lottery, it's going to be kosher, Hagrola Mamish Kamrito, you meant literally the actual lottery, if it's not done, if you don't draw the lots, even then it's going to be kosher. So then, Peligna Alaycha Bechada, that comes out that I'm only arguing on you in one point. And that is because I also agree that even the actual drawing of the lots, as we had proven from the other Braisa, is not Me'akiv. But I do argue on you on the other point of when he doesn't say the vidui on the Sarei HaMashtaleach, where you say it's kosher, I hold it's pasul. However, ihagrola dekamrito hain hanocha, but if when you're saying that if loy higrol, that if he didn't do the lottery, then it's going to be kosher, you only meant the second component, and that is however, but you hold that if he didn't do the drawing of the lots itself, then it would be ma'akiv and it would be pasul, then peligna alaycha betarti, then that comes out that I argue on you on two points. One is the point of the vidui I hold is ma'akiv, And then another point is because I hold that the actual drawing of the lottery itself is not me'akiv. And the Gemara later on will explain on the bottom of the Amid the reasoning for each opinion, why would it be me'akiv for the vidui or not. However, what the Gemara is resolving right now is that, no, we could say when the first opinion, who according to Rabbi Yana could be either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemia, that the drawing of the lots is me'akiv. When they're saying lehigwa kasher means to say the placement of the lots, the second component, which again Rabbi Yana agrees is not me'akiv. However, Rabbi Shimon, who he's using the same terminology, he didn't realize what they meant, and he was saying, lehigwal, I mean lehigwal kasher, even the drawing of the lots, but the first opinion didn't mean that. The first opinion meant the placement of the lots. Now the Gemara continues, Tashma, coming here, again, another question on the opinion of Rabbi Yanai, according to the Ikad Army, the second version of the Machlekes of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yechanan, and that is, there's a halacha that tells us, if the Kohen Gadol prefaces one of the later avodas of the Sa'ir, which comes after the Par, and that is there's two karbanos that are done inside the holiest areas. There's the Par, which is the Kohen Gadol's karban, to be mechaper him, his family, the Kohanim. Then there's the Sa'ir Lashem, which the Sa'ir Mashleich has sent away, but the Sa'ir Lashem has also done the avodas inside. And it mirrors some of the patterns that the par does inside. Now, if let's say the Sa'ir is done before the Par, so then the Braisa tells us the following halacha. Then the Par, which is the bull of the Kohen Gadol, which is supposed to come before the Sa'ir, the he-goat that's supposed to be brought for the Jewish people, that is mi'akiv es Sa'ir. That is, if let's say the Sa'ir went ahead, in other words, the Kohen Gadol did the avoidus of the Sa'ir before the Par is mi'akiv and invalidates the avoidah that was done for the Sa'ir. And you have to, once you do the avodah of the Par, which again is supposed to come first, you'll have to redo that avodah that you did with the Sa'ir. Now, as Rashi explains, there was a certain specific order that had to be done with the avodah that was done from the Par and the Sa'ir. And the way it went was, first thing, as we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Par of the Kohen Gadol was brought to him, again, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and he would do the vidui on the Par the first time he did the vidui. Then he would go ahead to the eastern part of the courtyard and he would do the lottery for the two Seirim to create the Sa'ir Lashem. And that's up until where we are in our Masechta so far in the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Then afterwards, which we didn't learn yet, then he does a second vidui on his Par and then he slaughters it. Then he brings in the ladle and the pan and the shovel full with the Keteris and the coals and he puts the Keteris on top of the flame. Then he takes from the blood of the Par and he puts it on the Kapiris. Then he goes and he slaughters the Sa'ir Lashem, which is the one brought for the Kapir for the Jewish people. Then he puts from that on the Kapiris. Then he goes and he puts from the blood of the Par on the Pareches by the curtain. Then he goes and he places it from the blood of the Sa'ir. And then he mixes the two bloods together and then he puts them together on the Mizbeach HaPanimi that's inside the Heichel. So we find that the order, there's a specific order, and that generally the Par comes first, that by the Parecha, by the Kapiris, which is by the Aron inside the Kachar Kachim, then you do the one of the Sar, then you do by the Pareches the Par, then the Sar, then it mixes together and you're doing the Mizbech HaPanimi. So now, regarding if the Sar is done before the Par will invalidate the Avodah that was done with the Sar. However, the Braisa tells us, Misar ain't Ma'akav Sapar. However, the Sar, if you do the Avodah of the Par, which is supposed to come later, if you do it before the one of the Sa'ir, which is from a different pattern, in other words, if you're doing a later part and you're doing it before the Sa'ir will not invalidate the Par which is going ahead of it beforehand. Now, on that, the Braisa tells us that b'matanei shebefnim, what we're talking about over here, where we said that the order of the Par will be ma'akid the Sa'ir, if the Sa'ir jumps ahead and does that, and the Kohen Gadol does the avodah of the Sa'ir before the Par, that is, the Par will invalidate the Sa'ir, that was only talking about the matanis that's inside. But regarding things outside, then even the Par will not be ma'akav the Sa'ir. So again, so what we see from the Braisa is that the Sa'ir, even if it's supposed to be in the order, in the hierarchy, before the Par, and you do the Par before it, the Sa'ir will not invalidate the Par. But the Par that's supposed to come before the Sa'ir, as generally that's the pattern, if the Sa'ir is done before the Par, and the Braisa clarifies and qualifies it that it's just by the Matonis inside, then the Par will invalidate the Avodah of the Sa'ir. Now the Gemara concludes the question. So Bishleim Par Ma'akav Es Sa'ir, it's very well understood what would be the case of the Par withholding the validity of the avodah of the Sa'ir that went and took place before the Par. And it means because Di'i Akademe L'Sa'ir, and that means if you go ahead and you do the avodah of the Sa'ir, let's say the one between the Badim, between the staves of the Aron, which is mikmei par before the par. So that's what I mean. Lo avid b'lo klum. That means you didn't do anything because that's the pattern. Whatever it is, let's say by the kapiris, you first do par, then sar. So if you did the sar before the kapiris, which is matana shebifnim, it's going to be ma'akavit. However, el is sa'ir ein ma'akavis apar, but regarding the other halacha mentioned in the brisa, where we said that the sar will not hold back the validity of the par that went and jumped and it was done before the sar. Ma'iniu, what is the case? In other words, where do we ever find navoid by the sa'ir that comes before the one of par relative to the matana shebifnim, the blood that was done inside the holy areas, that we should see on that, oh, if you went and you changed the order and you did the par before the sa'ir, that the sa'ir will not go ahead and invalidate it. But where do you ever have that the sa'ir comes before the par? Now, ilema di'akta matanis the par behechel, if you're going to say that it's a reference to say that if one goes ahead and does the matanis dam, the throwing of the spraying of the blood of the par, which is later in the, again, generally it's par then sar, par, sar, par, sar. So the question is, we're inside the kachet kachem, the area in the holiest of holies, that you have the sar that comes before par to say that you're changing the order. So that the Gemara is proposing now, that maybe it means the blood of the par that comes in the heichel, in the sanctuary, not in the holiest of holies, which is not by the kaporis, which is the covering of the aron, but rather by the pareches, by the curtain that separates the heichel and the kachet kachem. If you do that, mikmei matanis disar bifnim, before the blood that's sprayed from the sar that's done inside, and that is, in other words, the Gemara is proposing when we meant to say matanis shebifnim, it's not going to be the blood of the par that's shebifnim, but that blood of the par which is done by the heichel is going to come before the sa'ir that's done bifnim, which on that we're still saying that will not invalidate the par of the heichel. By that, the Gemara asks, how can you say that in such a case the sa'ir will not be ma'akim the par, but chukas ksiv behu? The term chukah, which we had discussed on the previous daf, is said, which generally the term statute is always is telling you a halacha that it's going to be ma'akiv, and that is, as we said, that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya regarding the term of chukah, which says that it's mi'akiv by the avoidas that are done by Bigdei Lavan. So Rabbi Nechemya says all the avoidas of Bigdei Lavan will be ma'akiv if it's not done or done out of order, but Rabbi Yehuda says only by those which are done lifnim, inside the kachet kachem. So the Gemara is asking, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would agree regarding something that's inside, which in this case is the dam hasar that's done by the kapiris, that it says chukah, that it's mi'akiv, and therefore this person, the kohen gadol that's changing the order and doing the blood of the par, which is not bifnim, is something that's coming later in the heichel, which is bachutz, where most definitely it's going to be ma'akiv, that you cannot go ahead and do that out of order. It has to be specifically like this, as the Torah tells us, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it says chukah regarding the matanis shebifnim of the sa'ir. So if it was the par and the sa'ir with the both bifnim, that's one thing. But here you're taking something that's shebachutz. Anything beyond the kachet kachem is considered bachutz, which is what the dam of the par that comes after the dam of the sa'ir by the kapiris. And now you're doing the one of pareches, which is by the heichel, before the sa'ir. How can you say that in such a case it would be valid if chukah, it says by the sa'ir, that it has to be as it says, and this is going to be out of order? Elalav. So this is where the Gemara concludes the question to disprove Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the Ikad Amri. So what are you left with? The akde matonis de par bifnim. What you have to say is that you preface the gifts of the blood, which is the throwing of the blood of the bull that's inside, mikmei hagrola. It must mean it was done before the lottery of the sari. As we explained before, that in order, first it comes the vidui of the par, of the kohen gadol, that's then he does the lottery of the two se'irim, and then only later does he go ahead and slaughter his par and then bring in the blood to do it inside the kachet kachem. So hagrala, the lottery, actually is supposed to come before the gifts of the blood of the par inside the kachet kachem. Now, we have to say this is the pshat, because you can't find any avoida of sar that is supposed to come before the blood of the par that's done inside the kachet kachem besides this part of the process related to the sar. And yet we're saying that it's not mi'akiv, because we're saying when the par comes before the sar, when the sar is really supposed to be before the par. Now, when is that? We said it can't be the later blood of the par, which is after the kachet kachem, then you do both par v'sar in the heichel, but because the blood of the par of the heichel most definitely cannot come before the blood of the sar inside the holiest of holies, as we said, because there's a schukah regarding that. which would not be the case if you took the blood of the par. So it must be talking about the blood of the par that's inside. If that comes before the sar of what? The first thing inside is the one of the par. If it comes before the sar of the lottery, which takes place before we bring any bloods inside, and therefore the Gemara concludes the question, if the order of the avoidus of the par and the sar is not me'akev, and that is you could do the blood of the par before you do the lottery of the sar, so obviously it would seem that the actual drawing of the lottery itself is not me'akev, and that is even if you don't do it, it's going to be kosher. So therefore this concludes the Gemara's question that we see, that this opinion that says that even the drawing of the lottery is not going to be me'akev. And therefore, that's a difficulty according to the opinion of Reb Yannai in the Ikkei d'Amri, who he said that even according to Reb Yehuda it's going to be ma'akiv, then most definitely according to Reb Nechemya, because he holds any big day love and avoda is ma'akiv. So then, who is the Tana of this Braisa if we see clearly that it's not ma'akiv? We see that you can go ahead and do otherwise and not have the hagrala before the par. So therefore, it seemed that it's not so significant that it should be ma'akiv in the first place. But according to Reb Yannai in the Ikkei d'Amri, everyone holds the drawing of the lottery is mi'akiv. So that the Gemara answers loy. The Akdim, it's not talking about the case that was suggested that that's the only case left, and therefore you see that the drawing of the lottery is not mi'akiv. It's rather toma the Akdim atonis de parbim is be'ach. He prefaced the throwing of the blood of the bull on the mizbeach, which that's on the inner mizbeach, as it says in the pasuk in Birkat Hazayin, that you should take v'lokach midam ha'par midam asar. Now, that should have been done after it was finished the matanis of the sa'ir on the pareches. However, it was done mikmei matanis the sar behechel. It was done before the throwing of the blood of the sa'ir that's supposed to be done in the hechel, which is done on the pareches. As we said, par v'sar in the kachi kachim by the kaparis, by the aron. Then comes par v'sar by the hechel, by the pareches, by the curtain, which is done in the Hechel. And then you combine both bloods and you do it on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Now, he put the blood of the par on the Mizbech HaPnimi before the Sa'ir, which is supposed to be done by the Pareches, which both par and Sa'ir are done first and then the blood on the Mizbech. But here he did the blood of the par on the Mizbech before the blood of the Sa'ir on the Pareches. And now it's not questioned on Rabbi Yana because Rabbi Yehuda he. Then the Tana of this by Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar that he says, Dvarm Hanasim, the big day love and Bachutz, that even Avodis are done with the white linen garments, but if they're outside of the area of the holiest of holies, even in the Hechel, Loi Ma'akiv, he holds his not Ma'akiv, he holds a chukah that's Ma'akiv regarding the big day love and it's only the Kajri Kajim. And here, even though you're doing par before sar, the reason why the Brisa says it's not going to be ma'akiv is because they're taking place in the hechel, which in relation to the halacha of chukah is considered chutz, and that's why it's not ma'akiv. And therefore, there's no question to say that the only case was for the hagrala, and that part of the sar is supposed to come before the blood of the par b'fnim, and that we're showing that it's not ma'akiv. That's not the case. Okay, it's talking about a different case, which will not disprove the opinion of Reb Yannai. But that the Gemara asks that you can't say this approach to resolve Reb Yannai. Because if you read the words of the Brice, it says v'haba matani shebefnim katani. It said that if it qualified the case of that if par is ma'akiv se'ir and se'ir is not ma'akiv de par, it said that that was in relation to the gifts of the blood that are taking place inside. Now we know the term inside means the kachi kachim and not the hechel. So how can you say that the case of when the par went before the se'ir that was supposed to be before it, that the sar is not me'akivid, that's talking about regarding the mizbeach and the pareches, but those are not befnim. And the Brice said clearly that this halacha of the sar is not being me'akivid the par is even if it's in the kachi kachim. So Ella, rather the Gemara has two approaches to resolve this question on Reb Yannai. Homani, who's the Tana of this Brice? You're right. It's neither Reb Yehuda or Reb Nechemya, because as the Gemara had said before, according to Reb Yannai in the second version, everybody agrees that the drawing of the lots is me'akiv, either because it's Big Day Lovin' or because the Torah repeated it, and it tells you Shonel Vakas of Le'akiv. But rather, who's the Tana of this Brisa? It's Reb Shimon, a totally different opinion, as we had quoted the opinion of Reb Shimon on the top of this Amid, where he argued in the Brisa on the Tana Kama, on the Rabbanan, the Amah Hagrol Le'akiv, that he says, as we had proved clearly from a different Brisa, where he says explicitly that even the drawing the lots is not Me'akiv. But that's not difficult on Reb Yannai, because Reb Yannai was arguing in the opinion of Reb Yehuda that even Reb Yehuda would hold it's ma'akiv, and again, that Reb Yehuda would hold. But this is like Reb Shimon. V'boy same, or if you want, the Gemara says, you could say, lo'olim Reb Yehuda. You could say that to resolve Reb Yannai, that the Tana of this Braisa is even like Reb Yehuda. However, and although the only case we had was the case of, because we fell off the other option of saying that it's in the Heichel, because it has to be Bifnim, So the only case we're left with is the case of when you're doing the dam of the par bifnim, before the lottery, and then we see that, you see the lottery is not miyakiv. Then the Gemara says, no. You're right that the order of the lottery is not mi'akev, and that is according to Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't say chuka regarding things that are done outside, which is where the lottery took place. So you're right, the order is not mi'akev, and if you did the par, the blood of the par inside before the lottery that's supposed to be done before it, the avodah will be valid. But hagrola mi'akev, but the lottery itself, the drawing of the lots, that is mi'akev, and that is, if you don't do it at all, that will be mi'akev. And the reason is, as Rabbi Yonah said in the previous daf, because since the Torah repeats, Asha Allah, Shana Lavakasav Li'akiv, so you have to do the drawing of the lottery. It's just Nami Akiv in the order as Chukah mandates, because Chukah according to Behuda does not apply to the Avodahs that are done outside, even in the Zara, even with the Big Day Lavan. However, to actually do the Hagrala, not even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that they are Mi'akiv, and therefore that could be even according to the opinion of this Brisa, that the Seder is Nami Akiv, but that opinion would still hold that the drawing of the lots are Mi'akiv. Now, the Gemara goes and returns to the discussion of the Machlokes Tanakam and Reb Shimon that was introduced in one of the Braises, which was used to ask on the opinion of Reb Yonah. Look at the army. We had a Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Tanakam. If the Kohen Gadol did not do a vidui on the Sar Lazazel, if that's Mi'akav or not. Now, Rashi tells us that truthfully, this discussion should have been before the first Toshima on Par Mi'akav Es Asar, because this is a different discussion, and we had introduced a different Braisa in between, and the Gemara after this is going to continue discussing this Machlokes Reb Yonah and Reb Yochanan. This really is out of place, and it belongs right after that Braisa was quoted. However, this is what the Gemara is saying. V'azlu Tamayu. Now, Reb Shimon specifically, we'll see that it's saying that they're both according to the Tam, but really it's going to show clearly that Reb Shimon, who he said in that Braisa that Vidui is Mi'akiv, if one does not say the confession on the Sar HaMishtalech, it is Mi'akiv, it's going to withhold the validity of the Avodah, he goes according to his opinion, which is mentioned elsewhere. The time, like we learned the Braisa, and we continue on to Amud Beis. It says a Pasuk in the Yikra, which begins, it's in Perek Design Pasuk Yud, it says, V'hasar asha Allah alav hagar la'azazel, that the goat which will have on it the lot chosen, that it should go la'azazel to the throne of the cliff. So the Pasuk there says, Ya'amet chai lefnei Hashem, it should stand there alive in front of Hashem, l'chaper lav, for it to be an atonement on it. Now, as Rashi explains, that obviously the Pasuk is coming to teach us that if this Sayer Lazazel will die, then you have to bring another one in place of it. Because if not, then what is the Pasuk coming to teach me? If it's coming to teach me that we shouldn't send away the Sar HaMishtalech to die until after the Matan Dam, until the blood of the Sar Hanasa Bifnim, the other one, Lashem one, which is slaughtered and its blood is brought inside, until that's done, one should not send away the Sar HaMishtalech yet, it should stay there until L'chaperlam, until the atonement is done. But then the Pasuk should have just written, Ya'amid Levnei Hashem L'chaperlam. Why is it insert the word Chai, that it should stay alive? Must be to teach that if it does die, then you have to take another one and replace it. So on that, the Braisa asked the question, so Ad Masa Yezokuk L'Amitchai. Until how, what point in the process of that Vaida does it still have to maintain and stay alive? So on that, the Braisa tells us, Ad Shas Matan Domishel Chaveirai. Until the blood of its other one, the counterpart, in other words, the one of Sar Lashem, which is slaughtered, and the blood is thrown, as we said, it's thrown by the Kapayres, it's thrown by the Pareches, and then the Mizbeach Hazav. So this is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the reason why he holds that, it's telling us that Yo'amet Chai has to stay alive, Lefnei Hashem, until the blood of the other one is thrown, because the Pasuk tells us, L'chaper Lav. It should stay alive until you have L'chaper Lav. Now, what is L'chaper Lav? It means to create the atonement. It means until there's the atonement of the blood of the counterpart, that's how long it has to stay alive. But once the blood of the par, Hamnasa Bifnim, the one Lashem, was thrown, then even if there was no vidui that was said on, you didn't even do the vidui yet on the Sar HaMishtalech, and then it passed away, as we see in the Pesukim, it says in that order, V'chilu Mechaper, then it says B'samach Ha'aron, you see that the vidui was afterwards. Even so, if it dies, we see clearly, once you had L'chaper Lav, the par Hanasa Bifnim, you don't have to bring another one. So obviously, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Vidui is not Me'akev, because the Vidui of the Sar HaMishtalech only took place after he did the Kapar of the par Hanasa Bifnim. And yet the Pasuk is saying it only has to stay alive, which means you don't have to replace it after you did the Kapar of the one inside, which is before the Vidui that's done for it. So you see, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not Me'akev. Reb Shimon, I mean, this is the opinion that we're coming to prove that he goes L'Shitasa, he says, Ad Shas Vidu Dvar. It has to stay alive until the atonement is, the confession is said on the Seir HaMashtalech, which the Gemara is going to momentarily explain where he gets this understanding from. So the Gemara is B'maikim Mefagli. What is the machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda that we're then going to show how Rabbi Shimon is Lishitasai in the machlekes that we quoted in the Braisa before? So now the Gemara says, K'tan like we learned the Braisa. It said there in the Pasuk that Yomet Chai Lefnei Hashem, it should stay there, the Sari HaMashtalech, it should stay alive in front of Hashem, L'chaper Alav. Now, when it says L'chaper, what does it mean that until there's an atonement? So on that, B'chapar is Damim HaKasim Adabim. So the first opinion mentioned in the Braisa, that of Rabbi Yehuda, he says that it's a reference to the atonement of bloods. B'chenu Oimer, and I'll show you another Pasuk where it says, V'chilu M'chaper Es HaKadosh, that he concludes the atonement that's done in the Holy, which is Malahal Mechaparas Dam. Just like over there, it's a reference to the atonement of bloods. Afkam Mechaparas Dam, here also it's a reference to the atonement of bloods. And that means only until that point does the Sar Meshtalech have to stay alive. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, since he interprets that's what it means, L'chaper Lav, means not the L'chaper Lav of the Sar HaMeshtalech itself, but rather until its counterpart has its Kapara. So therefore you see that you don't have to have Vidu Dvarim. You don't have to have confession, because as long as it's alive, even before when Vidu is generally done, then if it dies afterwards, it's okay. Whereas Reb Shimon Oimer, he says, L'chaper Olav. If you read the Pasuk, it says it should stay alive in front of Hashem to create an atonement on itself. Now, that self is going on the Seir HaMishtalech, the Lazazel, which means to say the atonement that's incumbent upon it itself, which means, B'chapar Dvar Makasim Adabra, because the Seir HaMishtalech only has one form of possible atonement with itself. There's no blood that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash because it's just thrown over the cliff. Rather, it's the atonement that comes with the confession on the Seir HaMishtalech, and therefore you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Lishitasa, that he held that Vidu Dvarim is Mi'akev, because he interpreted how long does it have to stay alive until you have L'chaper Lav. What does L'chaper Lav mean? It means until you have the Vidu Dvarim on the Seir HaMishtalech. If it dies after that, even let's say before it's thrown off the cliff, it's okay as long as he had the Vidu Dvarim. That's what L'chaper Lav means. And again, that's Rabbi Shimon Lishitasa that he held, but it has to stay alive past the point of the atonement of the Seir Lashem. It has to be alive up until the point that on the Seir Lazazel itself, one has said Vidu. So that was inserted again, according to Rashi, this discussion should have been before. However, then the Gemara continues with the previous discussion of the machlekes between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, another question on the opinion of Rabbi Yana in the Ikad Amri. That again, Rabbi Yana holds according to everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, the lottery itself, the drawing of the lots, is mi'akev. So Tashema, the Gemara says, come in here, another raya that seems to be not like Rabbi Yana. Because the Braisa says that Shalu Talmidav his Rabbi Akiva, the students of Rabbi Akiva asked him, all of Ismail, if the Gara Lashem, as we said, one hand picks up Lashem, one hand picks up Lazazel, if the Gara Lashem comes out in the Kohen Gadol's left hand, what's the halacha? Is he then allowed to go ahead and put it into his right hand? So Amalehan, he said to them, don't give place, don't give room for the tzedukim, who are the students that argued on the veracity and the validity of many components of the Torah, lirdais, to then go ahead and rule over us, because they're going to start making complaints and they're going to say, oh, the rabbis, yeah, you do whatever you want. Comes in the left hand, you turn to the right hand. So don't start doing things like this. So the inference of this halacha is that taima de altitnu mokum litzdukim lirdais. The whole reason why he said that you can't switch it from the left hand to the right hand, that the one Lashem should now be in the right hand, is so that the tzedukim shouldn't start saying, oh, the rabbis, they do whatever they want to do, they switch hands. Halav hachi mahadrin le. But if not for this problem, so to speak, then halachically, mitzad ikra halacha, it sounds like that one would be able to transfer the one of Lazazel to the one of Lashem. Now that's difficult, because v'ho amrit, you Rabbi Yanai said in the second version, hagrol miakva, that according to everybody, not only Rabbi Nechemiah, but even according to Yehuda, that the actual drawing of the lots is miakav, it's integral for the validity of the karbanas. But v'kivin dekevati Yisrael, but once the left hand already established, which you're saying that that's integral, that the lots, the drawing of the lots is what establishes its status, if Lashem or Lazazel. So if the left one was already establishing the left one being as Lashem, so heichem adrin le, how could you then go ahead and transfer it to the right hand that now the right one should be Lashem? Must be that obviously it's not integral. And therefore, you really could switch hands and say, okay, this one's Lashem, this one's Lazazel, we can choose whichever one it is, because the actual drawing of the lots is not Me'akev. It's only because of the tzedukim they're going to start saying, oh, the rabbis do whatever they want, that's why we don't do it. But you see that you could, so that's difficult according to Pinya Rabbi Yanai, who said that according to everybody, the Hagrola, the drawing of the lots, is Me'akev. So then I'm a Rava. Rava says, no. Hachikami, this is what they had said. Ola Hagayril B'smail, If, let's say, the lottery comes out, the one Lashem comes in the left hand, they asked him, of course, as we're resolving according to Pinya Rabbi Yannai, that the actual drawing of the lots is Mi'akiv. And hence, when you draw the one Lashem with the left hand, it makes the one on the left the one Lashem, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's Mi'akiv, that's integral. What they were proposing was, just for the feeling of the Jewish people, that they're going to become disheartened because it's a good sign, a good siman, it's a good omen if it comes down the right one. So can we switch without people realizing, taking the left animal and moving it to the right, which halachically that's valid because it just people don't realize that you switched hands, but can we do that at least? So that people will think we know and we're doing halachically how it's appropriate, the left one that's Lashem will be the one Lashem. But can we switch both not only the lots but the animal with it to the right side? And on that is what Rabbi Akiva had answered to his students that no. Amalahem, al titnu mokum letzdukum lirtis. Don't give place for the tzedukum to start having complaints and showing, oh, the rabbis do whatever they want. We saw that they swapped. And therefore, it's not a difficulty according to Rabbi Yannai because no one's entertaining that the drawing of the lot and its created status is not Me'akev. Of course there will be. They were just asking, can they switch for the psychological component of the Jewish people that they shouldn't feel like it didn't come up in the right hand. Now the Gemara actually brings Toshma Araya to the contrary, that not like Rabbi Yochanan, that it seems that according to everybody, that the Hagrala is going to be Ma'akev, that the drawing of the lots is going to be Ma'akev. As the Braisa says, Ilu Nemer had the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Dazayin Pasuk Tes said, which begins Vihikra V'Aaron, the Aaron should bring near, Es Hasar Asher Olav, that the He-Goat that is on it, which the Pasuk there ends, the Hagur Lashem, that's the Gur Lashem, and he'll make it for Achatas. Had it said it in that form, in other words, without the word Allah, which it says, the Pasuk really says, as Hasar Asher Allah Allah, that has come upon it, the Gur Lashem, so then he should make it as Achatas, and then he brings it inside the holiest of holies. Now, had it said it without the word Allah, rather, as Hasar Asher Allah, that the he goat that has on it the Gur Lashem, so Hayisi Aymer, then I would have read the Pasuk and understood it, that Yanechenulah, that you actually have to put the lot that's drawn for it on it, which that's what it sounds like, as Hasar Asher Olav, that is on it, the Gerul Hashem. Tamaloy Ma'olah, that's where the Pasuk adds the word Allah, that it's the Sar that has come upon it, Asher Allah Olav, HaGerul Hashem, that which that means is, that Kivin Sha'Allah, once it has been elevated, in other words, once it has been brought up from the box, and he knows which one's Lashem, which one's Lazazel, so Shuvein Etzarach. So then he doesn't need anymore the placement of the actual lots on the animal itself. That's where the word Allah changes the understanding of the Pasuk. Asha Allah Allah doesn't mean that it should be on it, but rather that has been elevated, has been picked up for it, Gur Lashem, so then you can make it into Chattas. So you see, you don't have to do the actual placement, which is the second component of the lottery, to actually put it on the animal. But now the Gemara first asks, before it concludes the question, Lamai. For what are we saying that you don't have to do the placement of the lots on the animal? Elim lemitzvah, if you're saying that there's not even a positive commandment to even do that second component, there is no such halacha related to the drawing of the lots, that after you draw it, you have to actually place on the animal. But that would sound like, mechal dehanocha mitzvah nami loy, that would sound like that you're saying that the actual placement itself is not a mitzvah, but that's not the case, because we know that that is a halacha, that not only do you draw it, but you have to put on the animal. So elalav must be that what the pasuk is what the drasha is of that pasuk is telling us that li'akiv, that yes, of course, there's a mitzvah of placing the lot on the animal itself, but the extra word Allah is saying, but it's not mi'akiv, it's not integral if one does not do that. The shmamina, so what we can infer from this braisa, which is darshaning the pasuk, that hagrala me'akiv, however, but that the actual drawing of the lots is me'akiv, and only, and this is what the pasuk is coming to tell us, that hanachalai me'akiv, and just that the placement of the lot on the animal, then that's not me'akiv. Now, as the Tesis Yishanim explains, now this is difficult according to Rabbi Yechanan, because it comes out that even according to Rabbi Nechemya, it's not going to be me'akiv, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, he held that even according to Nechemya, it's not me'akiv. Because according to the first version, where he said that, of course, not Mi'akiv, because it's not an avodah per se, so therefore you don't have to do it, but yet here we see clearly that the Hagrola is Mi'akiv, like Rabbi Yannai had said, even in the second version, that according to everybody, the girl is going to be Mi'akiv. So then I'm a Rava. Rava says, no, it's not a Raya. Because Hachikama, what the Brisa was saying was as follows. Ilu Nemer Asher Olav, had it only said Asher Olav without the word Allah on it, that means that the lottery is on it. Yisi Omer, I would have thought to say that Yenechenu Lav Adshashchita, Not that of course you have to put it on it. But I would have thought to say that the mitzvah, the positive commandment, is that you should leave it, not only put it on it in the first place, but leave it until it's slaughtered. Tamalei masha'Allah, that's what the pasuk is teaching you, that it adds the word Allah, that kibin sha'Allah, once it was put on it, even for a moment, then shuvein etzach, then you don't have to leave it on any longer until the shas shechita. And therefore, there's no such a diik to say that, oh, you're saying that the hanach is not me'akiv, but the hagrola is me'akiv. That's not what the pasuk is saying. And that's not what the drush of the Bryce is telling us either. It's telling us that you don't have to leave it until the shas shechita, the placement. However, it is talking about le-mitzvah, not le-akva. It's talking about that the mitzvah, I would have thought to say the mitzvah of putting, and that is everyone agrees that anach is not me'akiv. But if it would have only said asha Allah, I would have thought to say that you have to leave it on the whole time. It has to be placed there and kept there until shashchita le-mitzvah. Of course, if you don't do it at all, it's not me'akiv. That's what the pasuk teaches you by adding the word Allah, that it's enough le-mitzvah if you only put it on, even just a little bit. But if you didn't do that, then if you didn't do it until the, but there is no mitzvah at all to leave it on all the way to the shas shechita. But again, nothing to do with mi'akev to then be medayik to say, oh, that's not mi'akev, av hanacha. But agrola is mi'akev, but no, the bride is not talking about that, and therefore it won't be a raya to Rabbi Yana and not like Rabbi Yechanan. So Toshima, the Gemara continues bringing a raya, where the end of that pasuk that we just quoted says, v'aso chatas. So then the one that has chosen out a girl to be Lashem, He'll put on the one of the Goral Hashem, and then Basar Chatas, he'll make it into Chatas, and that's what's called the Sar HaNasa Befnim. That's going to be brought inside the Holiest of Holies, and the blood is put on the Kapiris, the Pareches, and Mizbeach HaZav. Now, that the Brisa says, it's if one learns the Pasuk, it sounds like it's saying that the Pasuk says he'll bring the Sar HaShalol of HaGoral Hashem, and then he'll make it into Chatas. So that the Brisa says, HaGoral Hashem Chatas. The drawing of the lot is what makes it into Chatas. But Ve'ein Hashem, the Brisa tells us, however, if he just calls it to be to be the Sar Lashem without doing the actual drawing of the lots, that's not Oysel Chatas. That will not be enough to make it a Chatas, because that's what the Pasuk is telling you. That the one that has the Gair Lashem, then you can make it a Chatas. But however, just calling it a Chatas will not be enough. Now, the Brisa continues and says, because I could have thought to say not like this. And rather, because V'halei Dinhu, I would have thought to say that it's a Kav Chaymer, that if drawing of the lots is what makes one Lashem and the other one Lazazel, then for sure if I call out and just call it Lashem, that for sure will make it into the status of Lashem, and then I can make it Nechatas even without the lottery. Because of the following Kav Chaymer, Uma b'makom shlei kiddush hagayrol. If regarding to all the other Karbanas, where making a lottery does not make it into a Karban, where by other carbon, for example, kinei zavin, the birds of azav and azav and the yoladis, where you have to specify, because they bring two carbonas, one of them is a chatas, one of them is an oila, where by just doing lotteries, we don't find anywhere, if he writes on one lottery to be chatas, one oila, and he puts it on them, that the lottery should establish one to be chatas, one to be an oila, that you can't switch the order, we don't find that the girl will be mekadeshit. And yet, Kiddush Hashem, however, if one calls this one should be Chatas, this one should be an Oila, then we say that establishes its status, where the Kohen cannot even change the order, as the Gemara says later on, the Malaf Amad Aleph, from the Pasuk where it says, V'lokhash te'isari mashne b'nei yayna, echela Oila b'echela Chatas, which is when the Shas Lekicha, when it's being purchased, and it's saying that this one will be an Oila, this one will be a Chatas, just by virtue of calling it, sanctifying it by name, makes it into that Kedusha. So then there's a Kavol Chaymer. So Mokim Shekidush HaGoral, so in the place of here by the Seirim, where just making a lottery does make it Kaddish, in a Din Shekadosh Hashem, most definitely, we should learn that from other Kabbanas, that where there, it doesn't even help with the girl, yet just calling it by name does make it holy. For sure over here, that it should make it Kaddish. And therefore, I would think to say, not like that we're explaining that only the girl can make it into Chatzis Hashem, and not the Kedushas Hashem. Tamalema, that's where the Pasuk comes to teach you to exclude from that Kavol Chaymer, and it says, Vaso Chatas, that how can it make it a Chatas, which is what the Pasuk had said before, Hagaru Lais Chatas, this is the only way you can make it a Chatas, is the Pasuk had called it Hagaru Lashem, that only the lottery can make it into Chatas, Ve'en Hashem Lais Chatas. However, just calling it Lashem, that cannot make it into a Chatas. Now the Gemara concludes its question on the top of Ma'alf HaMenalf. Now, Stam Sifra, generally the Tana of a Sifra, who that's in Teres Koyanim, which expounds upon the Pesukim in Bayikra, Mani, who do we say that an anonymous Tan in Sifra is? That should be Huda. As the Gemara says, Masech the Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav Med Aleph, that this is Taris Kayanim, this is Sifra, which expounds the Pesukim in Sefer Yikra. V'ketani, and what do we say in the Braisa? Hagoy v'loy sechatas. What makes it into chatas? Only the drawing of the lots. Vein Hashem or sechatas. And just calling it the name of Hashem will not make it into a chatas. Alma hagro l'miakfa. So we see that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who there was two different versions in the previous daf regarding who we saying that the drawing of the lots will be ma'akim and which one not. Rabbi Nechemya was more of a reason to say that he'll hold this mi'akiv because the lottery, the drawing of the lots are done with the white linen garments, and that's even in the Azar according to his opinion. But Rabbi Huda, there was reason to say that maybe he would hold that it's not mi'akiv because he holds it's only mi'akiv, the avoidists are done with the white linen garments inside the kachar kachar, and the drawing of the lots was not inside the kachar kachar, rather it was in the courtyard. Yet here we see clearly that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who he's the Stam Tana of a Sefra, which is what this Braisa is, expounding the Psukim in Vayikra, and he's saying that the drawing of the lots is Mi'akiv, it can never become a Sar Lashem, if not for the Kairul. And therefore the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta demanda amma hagrola le Mi'akiv Tiyufta. So this refutes all the opinions that were mentioned, except for the opinion of Rabbi Yanni and the Ikad Ami, who we had been asking on from all the different Braises. He's the only opinion that's not being refuted, because he said that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, although you're right, based on the principle of chukah, it's not going to be ma'akiv, but he said since the Torah is redundant, it says asher Allah, in reference to the Gerul, it says it twice, so shana levakasav le'akiv, it repeats it to tell you that it is mi'akiv, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that would make sense according to this brisa, which is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says the hagrol, the drawing of the lot, will be ma'akiv, but according to all the other opinions, even Rabbi Yanni in the first version, in the Lishna Kama of the Gemara, where they were only arguing in Rabbi Nechemya. But according to Rabbi Huda, everyone seemed to have agreed that it's not going to be Ma'akiv. And this we say clearly that the only opinion that lasts from all four opinions, which again you have two versions of Rabbi Yanni and Rabbi Nechemya, and therefore that's 2 times 2, that's 4. From all those four opinions, is only the opinion of Rabbi Yanni in the Kedah Amri that holds that even according to Yehuda, the actual Hagrol, the drawing of the lots, will be Ma'akiv. However, as we said, that everyone agrees, the Hanacha, the placement of the lots, will not be Ma'akiv.